Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this,
diamond cut. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call it an exploding push-up. Black Crow, the 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, that you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours. Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this, baby.
Yeah! High five. Too cool. What's up? And welcome to another episode of DDP Radio. I am your host, Ivan Dahl Page, and I am looking forward to this show. I know we got a lot of questions from people. This is a big Q&A email that Stacy helped me put together and get out to everybody. And please don't be shy to come on the line. I heard we already got 4 people online, and we're going to get the people right away. Also want to let you know, if you want to hit questions, Stacy will grab them and say the question for you if you're too shy to actually come on. I want to, because you know we dealt with that a lot. I want to welcome my buddy Sparky for being here. Sparks, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great, bro. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I got a lot of things to talk about today, bro. Wow.
And these guys better call in and talk, because there's been so many questions going on. I wanted to give a quick shout-out to everybody who's in the Warriors in Training Challenge that ends the end of the day tomorrow. We did this, 2 weeks, largest percentage of weight loss, and we got 20 people in there all competing.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's awesome, man.
So, and the winner's going to get hooked up with the tea. So, you know, we got a couple people who are looking to post some really big numbers. So it's a great jump for them to hit their first 30 days with this.
That's, dude, awesome. I love you put it together, Sparky. So we also got the lovely Stacy over there. Stacy, how you doing tonight, babe?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here digesting an amazing gluten-free dinner. How are you?
I'm just so relieved. I got to welcome Robert, and I'll get into how I'm so relieved. Robert, how are you doing after our 3 weeks of hell of being, you being the most taxed of anybody? So much of the shit landed on your shoulders.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, I'm still recovering. I think it's going to take me a couple days to get back to my normal swing, but it's been rough. But we got through it as a team, though.
It was unbelievable. I want to tell everybody, first of all, if you're waiting for your order, they've all gone out. And that was the thing. I looked down twice. I talked about this before. Thanks, Mark. You know, I talked about it before. I went down in Orlando, and you know, we got everything together and got it up and rolling. But we just kept getting hit harder and harder and harder in our schedules as far as the people who were supposed to be delivering the DVDs. There was so many problems as far as the shipping, and I had to pay through the nose on so many things, but I didn't care. It all came together, and this weekend we went down there and spent the whole Memorial Day weekend,
And we had some pictures up. And there's a video that I just sent off to our buddy Chris Staub, who's going to put together. I was hoping he'd have it done already. But that video really shows what happened and how we were all just busting our ass to get out like almost 5,000 orders. Was that close to the number, Robert?
Yes.
Well, the Tuesday's shipment was close to 3, but if you the first shipment we did was like 2,000. So yeah, that's I think with the extras, that's probably about 6,000 orders in 3 days or no 4 days.
Yeah, and we're talking about in that period of time. It was like way over that number, but that's when we got together at the end. It was just crazy. And,
oh yeah.
And the whole time this has been blowing up, you know, and everybody, so many people calling me and congratulating, dude, your shit is finally blowing up. And I got to say shit, because that's what we always say. it's a 13-year, really 9-year overnight success. You know, but it just goes to show, never give up. You know, I want to segue into something that Donald Trump, I saw him on, and I'm a big Donald Trump fan. I got to meet him a couple times, got some pictures with him, and he's Donald Trump. He's his own animal. And he wrote a book called Think Like a Champion. And Barbara Walters interviewed him on The View. Yes, I watch The View occasionally. Yeah, for real. And you can watch it. You can pull up The View and Trump, because he said it something like this, because Barbara said, it was a private interview, because that's right, you know, Barbara does her stuff. And she said, so Donald, what are the three things someone needs to think like a champion? He said, well, number one, you got to know your business. You got to know whatever art, sport, craft, whatever it is. You've either got to know it as good as anybody, better than anybody, or on your way to knowing it at all levels. He said, number two, you got to love it. You got to love it so much, you do it for nothing. Because there's a really good chance you're going to do it for nothing for years. And then she goes, what's number three? He goes, don't quit. And she went, oh, come on, Donald. That's easy for you to say, you're Donald Trump. And he said, no, not at all. If you really want something, if you really believe in it, don't quit. And she said, come on, Donald, surely. There's some people who should quit. And he went, well, he said, if you're talking about that guy, and I think he brought up his hand and his fist, but this is what he meant no matter what. He said, if you're talking about that person who comes to the wall and he goes, I'm going to go through the wall. I'm going to go through the wall. I'm going to go through the wall. That person should quit, because there is no straight line to success. There's going to be a lot of adversity. You're going to get knocked down. And you've got to figure out, is there a way around the wall, over the wall, under the wall? How about if I walk 9 miles that way? Is the wall still that far? I saw a guy named Randy Posh who did a lecture called The Last Lecture. I saw him on Oprah. I saw the 10-minute version. Another must-see. Robert, make sure you write both of those things down. The Donald Trump thing, so I'll put a group of videos together on the site that will help inspire people, just like the Arthur video did, just like the Sparky video has done, just like the Stacey video, like all the videos that we put up for people. It helps people believe. And that 10-minute talk that Randy Posh did on Oprah was so powerful. And there's one point where he says, he's talking about walls, and he said, God just doesn't put the walls in front of you to keep you out. God puts the walls in front of you to help you realize how much you want that is on the other side of the wall. And that's it. It's about work ethic and moving and keep pushing forward. And that has resonated with me on this journey of DDP yoga, starting with YRG workouts, starting with yoga for regular guys, the journey that I have been on. If you don't think I haven't second-guessed myself numerous times, if you don't think that I haven't been depressed at points where I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've spent all my savings, all my stuff, I've put it all on black, and is it never going to kick off? Is it never going to kick off more than a handful of people? Well, I've always known that no matter what, It's going to. And I've got to tell you, it would happen for me in ways like where I might get an email from somebody that out of nowhere that I didn't know or I did know, and they say to me in the email, DDP, thank you so much for, you know, helping me. You don't know me, but I've been doing the program, and it's changed my life on so many levels that I just had to write to you and say thank you. And I was like, wow, that works. Because that's what it's about. It's about paying it forward. And I'm going to segue in. We're going to bring up, if he calls in, and his name is Brett Foss, and he's a newbie to the site since the explosion has happened. And, you know, what we had on here, and he wrote me the coolest email. I'm going to bring it back up later when we know we got him on the show in the queue because I asked him to call in. And, you know, a lot of people I say, hey, send me your phone number. And the first time you get a call from me, it's because you did something that moved me. Like maybe you're a woman who's over 300 pounds or around there and took those pictures. And I know that was a big deal. So if I catch that and then I see your goals or something you've written that moves me, most likely I'm going to say, hey, send me your number so we can talk because I want to smarten you up to all the same stuff I smartened Stacy up to. But the only reason Stacy got that call was because she lost 30 pounds and she was talking to Terry Lang, and Terry said, oh, my God, you got to meet this woman, Stacy. I think you should send her an email. She's amazing. She's really working hard. I said, forget the email. I'll just call her. You know, and then there's very few, you know, right, Stace?
Yeah.
You were shit when I called you up.
And then I knew it was serious.
So, very rarely do I say, here's my number, call me. But I did that last night around 2 in the morning when I was going through the final of the emails that Fred had sent me. And I'll bring it up again in a little bit. But I want to get some other announcements here. We got everybody to know. Got some appearances coming up. Anybody's in Philadelphia area, I will be at Comic-Con. And I'll be there for the whole weekend in Philly. And I've heard that Punk is going to speak in front of like 500 people, CM Punk. And they asked me, I don't know if I might have gotten in too late, but they asked me if I wouldn't mind doing the hour before Punk. And I said, can you get me a video screen? You know, so I can talk about what I'm doing. And show the Arthur, you know, the 4.6 million view viral video that, you know, we're all a part of, which is so, so effing cool. I can't even tell you, you know. And
we'll
do a Q&A probably with wrestling as well, you know, and all that. So that's going to be in Philly this weekend. You might see me on NBC News. They put some, they said they might want to bring me on and stuff. From there, I'm going into New York with Arthur and meeting him up there. And we are doing a show called Revolution. It's on ABC. And they're going to bring Arthur on for a segment, and then they're going to introduce me. I'll be in the crowd in the seats. And then I think the next segment, they're going to bring us up there, and I'm going to show Arthur and, you know, what I've been through, where we are today, so we can show you what's really possible. And that's why I had people take those 6 pictures, because they're so pivotal. You just don't want to see your physiology or your weight. You want to see your flexibility. You want to see your core strength. And when I played, I got to tell you guys, I was in Chicago. Well, not Chicago. I was actually in Juliet. Saw Katie there. Katie came by and saw me along with about 7 other people who do DDP yoga. And it was so many guys. And I can't remember the one guy's name, but he's such a great guy. And I didn't recognize him because of his picture that he had, because he's lost 60 pounds. And he's mean and lean now. And if he's listening, please hit Stacy. What's your number? Your name is again, folks. I'm sorry right now. I threw up like a blank in my head. I had your name right before I said it. But I definitely wanted to thank you for coming up and letting me know, because it was awesome. I told him, put that picture up there, because that's how I remember people. If you take the picture together and then you put it up, I know exactly where I saw you, because I'm a face guy, you know, memory guy. So I'm going into New York to do that with Arthur. I think we got a couple other shows we have to do, too, more as it gets closer. But then I'm going down to the Jersey Shore to see my sister, and then I'm with my mom and stuff. And then I'm going up to Boston, and my buddy Gene Levanchi has a show in the Boston area, and it's the number one show, you know, like Good Morning America. It beats them. It beats every show in the Boston area. And that's my buddy Gene. I've known him for 28 years. We used to party like crazy men down in Fort Myers, Florida. And I will be on his show on Thursday. Let me see. Thursday, I'll get you the exact date right here. Thursday the 7th. I'll be on his show, and then we got a bunch of radio shows and stuff I'm going to be on doing up there, doing a whole PR campaign. And Friday night, I will be at, oh, God, where, Robert, you got that, the wrestling show I'm going to be at?
Massachusetts.
Saint something.
Yeah, hold on a second. I got 12 screens,
no,
man.
I know where that's at.
Yeah, it is. I got it right here, man. It was only a hand away. It's St. Fall River. Was that Massachusetts?
Okay. And is there what's the name of the wrestling federation?
It is Top Rope Promotions.
Top Rope. Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be on June 8th.
Good guys. I'll be signing autographs there, taking pictures with the world title belt again, and I'm hoping they got a video screen. If they do, I'm going to have them play Arthur's video, which when I was in Juliet. The guys, they did an awesome promotion there. Tony Scarpone runs an awesome promotion there. If you're an independent wrestling fan, you're in the Chicago area, you should definitely see it. They do storyline, videos, big screens. It was amazing. Well, when I came out there to do my bit, when I was done, because someone you know is getting hit with a diamond cutter. You just don't know when. And at some point when I finished that, I grabbed the mic and I said, listen, a lot of you guys, you know what I've been doing. A lot of you don't. And I just started talking about, you know, Team DDP Yoga and the site and Arthur and the video that went viral. And when we played the video, when it got to the point, now I've never played it, this one in front of people. So I don't know what the reaction is going to be. But when we got to the point where he was taking the pictures of the front picture and the picture with his foot in the air, the people started clapping. And it got louder and louder and louder as it kept going, right?
That's cool.
Is that cool? And then when he started running, it started clapping again and cheering. It was amazing. And I called Steve Yu to tell him. You know, Steve has been working on that movie, inspired the movie. He's been working on it for 7 years. And the reason why it hasn't come out is because he hasn't found an ending yet. But now he has. And he has been so diligent on it. And he's the one who created that video. And, again, I want people to know, we didn't put that video up and say, man, sales are going to go crazy with this. Because the first thing I said to Steve when I saw it, it has nothing about DDP Yoga on it. I go, and everybody knows, if I'm trying to promote something, it's all over everything. Because that's how you create brand awareness. But in this scenario, it wasn't about that. It was about inspiring people to believe that anything is possible as long as you never give up, which goes back to how we started this show. Never giving up. Keep moving forward. If you fall down, just get the fuck back up. Don't keep pulling yourself, right, Stace? Just don't keep pulling yourself down.
Yeah, that's right.
Let it go. Let it go and get yourself back up and brush yourself off. And then to quote Jay-Z, which you don't hear too often, brush your shoulders off and keep on moving, you know? And that was so emotional. I mean, I almost started crying in the rain. You know, I'm just having to fight back that choked up feeling, you know, because I got to get up and talk. And I just wanted to say, I got to get it. Someone, I know they filmed it there, because I don't even know what I said. Yes. It all came back around to never give up. And, you know, that's just wanted to let everybody know that. So going to be in Boston. Actually, going to be with my Mullins, my boy Michael Mullins, who is another Team DDP Yoga, who's down over 30 pounds. He's feeling amazing.
He's crushing it.
He's killing it, right? Awesome.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to actually see him. He's going to come get me, and we're going to go into New Hampshire. And we're going to do some shows up in New Hampshire and some radio. So I'm going to be up in that whole New England area for like 6 days. So I don't know where I'm going to end up, but I'll be putting out where I'm going to be doing some DDP Yoga at some point.
That's pretty cool. Hey, I wanted to say one of the things, I started showing people the video at work of Arthur, and the running gets the same reaction, and every single person who watched it said, look at his face, when he gets to the camera at the end of that run and they see his face and see how determined he is, it just breaks him down.
Right, right.
I was reading some shit this week, and when you were talking about like what the product does and everything, I thought it was really cool. This one guy was talking about, you know, you can sell a product on what it is, or you can sell a product on why it works. And that video is just that. You could say, what is it? It's a workout program. But when you watch Arthur, you know why it is what it is. And
right.
It's hope. I think everybody latches onto that. I mean, you can't help but not to.
Oh, you know, whatever it takes to keep you inspired and moving forward. So I want to finish up just the last few things here. You know where I'm going to be. Again, I'll be in Boston up there. So I haven't talked to Chris, the Boston Bad Boy. So get a hold of me, bro, so we can get together while I'm up there. On June 9th, I just locked this in. Is it June 9th? July. Let me just wait a minute. It's July 9th or somewhere around there. I'm going to be working with the Marines. And it might be 100, it might be 500.
Wow.
I got a seminar on June 22nd to June 23rd. If you're in the L.A. area, if you want to know more about it, go to marlin@dallaspage.com. So I'm going to start doing them around the country. But right here in L.A., and we've got so many people in the L.A. area that have written to Marlin and say, well, how can we get with Dallas? So we're going to do a seminar on the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd. And I'm sure everybody knows about the retreat. The retreat is in July. It's the 26th to the 30th. Arthur will be down there with me and lovely Stacy. Stacy, you pumped? You ready to go or what?
Yeah, Bill and I are both pumped.
Awesome. It's going to be a great time. And we're going to do a lot of special things down there. And we're going to get in the kitchen, too. And Angela's going to come down with me, too. And we're going to bring out some gluten-free goodies and want to get Stacy in there and making some more gluten-free stuff that so you guys can see how great this tastes. Now, you can eat whatever you want. You don't have to eat gluten-free or dairy-free. I'm just showing people how great it is. And that resort we're at, which is a 5-star resort, is amazing. Not just aesthetically, the food, the atmosphere, everything. It's going to be a blast. The last thing I want to bring up as far as appearances, and this is what I got to sort of laugh at. Now the yoga studios are calling DDP to come in, and I think it's pretty cool. We'll see how they take it. I'm literally starting with the biggest one as far as not so much biggest, but credibility level. They're way up there. It's True Yoga in New York City,
Wow.
I will be there for 4 days, from the 26th to the 30th. And I'll put 4 different seminars on while I'm there. And so if you want to get a hold of me and be there and do that, I would love so good. Because I know there's going to be a lot of like true yogis. But I know there's also going to be some men or, you know, whose women do yoga but wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga since it's a way for them to bring new people in to try it. Plus there'll be some, you know, wrestling fans. There'll be just some fans of what's heard about DDP yoga and
right.
want to try it. So, you know, I think Stacy will attest to when you do it with me, it's like a whole different level. Would you say that, Stacy?
Yeah, it's. I mean, before I did it with you in person, I realized I was really doing more like Tai Chi,
which is cool.
Yeah,
you know, it works. You know, it just takes you to a different level of awareness. I remember Doug Steffen, the monster motivator here on Team DDP Yoga, I can't get over 118. I can't get my heart rate up. And there was a girl who wrote me in today. I can't remember her name. It escapes me at this moment. But I told her to call in because I want to talk about it on the air. She's like, I can't get over 108. I can't do it. And I know why, because the same reason why Doug couldn't, the same reason why Diane Douglas couldn't. Because of certain things, and as soon as I did it with them, works now. You know, but it's just awareness. It's just awareness. It takes time. It just bottom line takes time. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So the last thing I want to say is about every time you get hit with adversity, you're really bound to learn something really cool. or find a better way to do something by getting. So I literally, you know, I thank God for times I've failed, as long as it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You know, you can't thank God if you're a God person, which I am. You know, I'm religious to the point of God, and you treat people the way not they want to be treated, the way you want to be treated. Because most people treat themselves like shit. That's why I don't want them to treat me the way they want to be treated. You know, they put garbage in their mouths. They talk bad about themselves. They humiliate themselves. They degrade themselves. They say, I want you to treat me the way I want to be treated. I don't do that. And that's the way you should want to be treated. And, you know, the bottom line is that you learn something. You learn something from your mistakes, or you learn something from the adversity. And in this scenario, we had all these great people who came on and wanted to, they were so moved to action, they wanted their program now. They don't want to wait. They sure as hell don't want to wait for 3 weeks or whatever the hell it is. You know, so.
I can attest to that.
We put up the program guide. And I'm going to start to leave that up there for new people coming on. And if you've got a friend
That's
out
cool.
there that you say, if you really want, and they're not near you, near your house or whatever, so you can't, you know, say, well, I'd show you the program, guy, which is amazing, but I can't, you know, get it over to you because I'm not letting mine go. You know, so you're going to say, go to Team GDP Yoga, sign up, and just go read it. Go see what it's about. I'm going to leave the Diamond Dozen up there. I'm going to leave breathing up there. I'm not going to leave energy, but I'm going to leave those three because if you get it from the Diamond Dozen, well, then you see, well, God, anybody could do this. And look at the way he explains this. Ah, so, and then for other people who do buy the program, hey, Robert, I want to put this down in our new emails that we send out. Don't
yeah.
wait. You don't have to wait for the program because it's going to be there in a couple of days unless you're overseas. If all those orders just went out, but I don't know how long it takes to get to Dubai or Cape Town, Africa or Australia or Iceland. I mean, we've got, would you say we're in like 90 different countries now, Robert?
Oh, we've gone everywhere. And when you were saying that, I'm mentally going down the list going, yep, we've gone there. Yep, we've shipped to all those places you just mentioned.
And we even had somebody in Iraq. Wasn't that the guy who couldn't order online, but had to do something to order? What was that deal there, Robert?
Oh, there's been a bunch of those. There's several people that I've will hook up with a direct PayPal payment because, you know, they don't have a credit card or whatever. We had one that had a very rare kind of credit card that was only in her country. So, you know, there's
you're breaking up, kid. You're breaking up.
Is that better?
Anyway, you got it. And Robert, you know, just if you got a problem with that or you can't do something like that, just go to Robert at Dal's page. He'll hook you up. We got it all worked out there. So now I want to get to what this show is all about, which is Q&A. We got a lot of people waiting. I'm sure Stacey's got some questions that from people on the page. The call-in number is, Robert?
347-994-1216.
Okay, 1216, 994-1216, 347-994-1216. You know how to get a hold of us. Let's bring on our first caller, and let's see what kind of questions we got.
And the first one, yeah, I talked to her a little while ago, is I believe her name is Ellen.
Hey, Ellen, how are you?
Ellen?
Ellen. Ellen.
Ellen.
Wait a minute.
I was close.
With an
H. Ellen. How are you?
Hey, Ellen.
Hi. I'll get to talk. I know I will. My voice will be found here.
You're great. We can hear you fine.
I've emailed GDP because I have a very unusual problem. I am one of those people that when I wear a watch, I destroy the batteries. They will not work.
Wow.
I can't keep a watch on my wrist. I've never been able to wear a watch for that reason. So I bought the heart rate monitor, not realizing that the watch had to be worn. I put the strap on, and I reset it. When I had the watch on, I reset the battery in the watch. The whole thing went back to factory even after I'd set it. So I tried putting it on the desk within 2 feet of me. It will not register my heart unless my hand is on the watch.
Well, not so much your hand. It's like my arms are so long that if I reach straight up and touch down, or at any point in time I'm stretching my arm away, it's like 3 inches shorter than it, you know, 3 inches too long. It'll only go so close. So what happens when you put it out on the counter like that, it doesn't register. Now, how about this? How about if you were to put like, let's just use a belt, like a stretchy type belt, for lack of a better, and then you put the watch and you tied it in like that. So it would, you know, you, instead of going around your wrist, you put it around that. Have you tried something like that?
No.
Does that make sense?
Let me put it on. Let me put it on.
Well, say if you took a rope, like I don't want to say a rope, but lack of a better, take a belt and put it around your waist. Then take the watch, set it while it's on your chest, and then you were to hit the restart, and then you can look down. You know, you could have it looking down. You could see, because that's the whole thing. You just want to see where you are. Does that
right.
make sense? That's the only way. And if you have shorts on and the belt's over the shorts, and you could get a stretchy belt. You know, something that moves with you. You know, so it's not restrictive. Then it wouldn't be on your skin. It would be on your shorts. And the belt would be covering it. And then if you took the belt, the watch, and took it through the little holes and then pulled it tight, you could actually, at a point in time, just look down or tilt it when you needed to. Does that make sense?
Yep. We'll try it while we're on the phone, because I'm actually
sure,
not
go for it. Sure.
Because the countertop was not that far. See, literally all I did was I was still standing next to it when I moved my hand down, and it wouldn't register anymore. But
well,
when I put my
hand
back on it, then it would register it. So I'm like, well, what the hell?
Let's, no, it doesn't have to be hooked up to your hand. Because a lot of times...
I was hoping not. So, okay, now I got the belt on. Oops,
okay.
Got to go find there, because I can't actually see my waist.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, hey, that's the beginning.
That's okay, Helen. You will someday.
There you go.
Only if my boobs get smaller, too. Well, and no.
Oh, that's sort of, just to let you know, Helen, that's sort of what goes with the whole part about losing the weight. The boobs go down, you know.
That works.
That's part of it. It works?
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
It registers 120.
Awesome.
Heart rate.
So you got all jazzed up just talking to us on the phone like that. And that's why when I do talk to someone who, because I'm still ADD and dyslexic, and some of you have gotten emails back from me, the whole cut and paste email that goes out, that's the only one that's cut and paste. The rest of it is me emailing to you back questions or whatever, but I'm still ADD and dyslexic, so it's a challenge for me. I hope you can always, you know, decipher my, some of them I know are pretty, you know, readable. Other ones I'm sure challenge you at times, but I'm better talker, and that, explain that on the, you know, to what you called, and her not being able to come back and say something, oh, you mean this? No, I mean that. You know, it's just easier to talk. So a lot of you guys, you do have questions. If for some reason I don't get to them, because, you know, sometimes I get really buried and I end up with a lot and I have to answer like 20, you know, 20 or 30 on top of my 150 from my other email. That's just Team DDP Yoga. If you come on the show, a lot of it can be done right there. Okay, Helen, are we set then? Are we ready to roll?
Yes, I just wanted to say one more thing.
Sure.
Arthur, thank you. I resonated with you because I was in the service and couldn't walk for a while. So to see you actually run, I was up and cheering, going, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he,
so,
he's not,
thank you.
He's not on this, he will hear that, though. He will absolutely hear that because he listens to the show every week. If he's not on it, at some point he's got it on his podcast. All right, baby. Good luck with that. Now, keep an eye on that heart rate monitor. And don't go. Try to stay in your zone, okay? That's the whole thing with this workout. Don't overtrain. You know, I want people to get to the end of the workout and go, wow, that was amazing. I could do it again. And that's where the whole mindset comes. And I'm glad you got it going. And keep us posted as you go through this journey, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, buddy. All right, buddy. So we'll see you next time.
Next, we have got, I believe this is your buddy Brent that you were talking about.
Brent, is that you?
Yeah, how's it going tonight?
Hey, buddy. Good, good to have you on the show here, man. Stacy, this is what we were talking about before, who was the fireman who wanted to get I'll tell you what, Brent, you tell the story. You tell it, Brent.
Okay, well, I was spending Memorial Day on Monday watching, well, you know, doing the regular American thing, right? Grilling out, you know, watching some Band of Brothers and so on. And I was thinking about Arthur and, you know, his injuries that led him to the state he used to be in, and his story and the tie-in with Memorial Day in the military. And I really understand at a very deep level the debt that these men and women are paying on our behalf over the years, and we owe them so very, very much. And so I was kind of browsing through the groups on Team DDP Yoga, and I see that there's a disabled vets group, and I started thinking, you know, how can I sort of pay it forward or pay some of this debt back to these people? And, you know, I basically, in 3 weeks, I've DDP Yoga and my new gluten-free diet is changing my life right before my eyes, that fast.
Wow.
And
awesome.
I think, you know, I'm convinced this is going to work, and I'm saving my own life with your help. And I really think that, you know, if we could find some people that are in a situation like Arthur used to be in, you know, as a result of their service to our country, you know, what can we do for them? And what I want to do to start out is I'm offering to basically start sort of a scholarship kind of program for DDP Yoga. And if you, DDP, can find me two military veterans, injured or not, I will pay for their initial DDP Yoga DVD orders. And I want to get them into the system, get them started, and I'll send you the check, and you hand pick them, I'll send you the money. And let's...
Wow, that's fantastic.
Now do you see why I gave this guy my phone number?
Yeah.
So, well, I've heard a lot of people want to help people, but that's like taking action at a different level. So anybody who does want to do anything along that line, then we will find him. I'll put Arthur in charge of this because he's going to be the one. And for doing this thing, anybody who does that, we're just going to charge 50%, because what we would normally charge, we're going to charge 50% of that. And the other half is the donation for us. So it's coming from both of us. And I know you weren't looking for that. I just wanted to do that because I thought, wow, this is so cool. If someone was in it, because we've done military promotions before where people have bought one and we've sent one, you know, so, and, you know, we're going to actually send another shipment out. And Robert, please don't let me forget to do this. I got to get on the phone with Miso Lee and with my buddy Brian Lee. And
okay.
I want to send that group order to Iraq. And I want to send the other ones over to Afghanistan. I want to find out who they're getting them. And we want to find out what those other ones went to. So I want to put more, but now that we're in through the insanity, I want to make sure. And it was Brent who really clicked that in my head. Okay, we got to do that too. So for anyone that anybody does do donate on that level, we will equally match that as well. So instead of getting two there, there will be four that will go. And we'll let Arthur pick them on that, and we're going to set that up. So we also talked to Arthur about that as well, and that'll be really cool. And I'll tell you, Brett, what I'd like to do, I got Jimbo, got another firefighter, a couple other firefighters that have come on out, a guy named Rudy. I haven't talked to him yet, but we're playing phone tag because I love the whole, you know, I love that everybody really gets the workout that's come on this site. But originally it was made for guys who were beat up warriors, you know, guys who were firefighters, cops, you know, enlisted men, and, you know, athletes that were just beat up. And then women dug it so much, it was like, well, wait a minute, all of them fit that same bill. you know, and
yeah.
I love the whole engaging muscles part and stuff. So that's where it got to everybody. Now we got kids, which is really cool. And that's going to be the next, it will be a while before I do it. But within the year, by before this time next year, I will have a whole series with kids that are like 7 to 11, 7 to 12, because they're the ones that are so moldable. And if you can get them doing it now at that level and them seeing themselves grow, it's just so amazing. But wanted to bring you on there, Brent, and really let you know you start that. But I think we should start, like, I know this is a disabled veteran group. I'd like you to start, like, the firemen's group there, and just for different firemen that are coming in. And I also want to get one started with cops and that kind of stuff, because, you know, sure. When kids would come up to me, and, you know, I can't tell you how many times I had a kid come up to me, like, so excited when I was in my wrestling prime. They would light up like a Christmas tree. And he'd be like, DDP, DDP, man, you're like, you're my hero, man. You're my hero. And I would always say to them, oh, man, that's so cool. Thank you, man. I said, do you want to know who my heroes are? And they were always like, yeah, who's your hero? And I'd say, cops, firemen, and men and women enlisted in the armed forces. And
yeah.
I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah. All them put their lives on the line for us all the time. So
yeah.
That's my hero, personally.
can I take 2 minutes and tell you a little story?
Absolutely.
When I was a kid, okay, and this is back in the 1980s before things kind of went south, but when I was a kid, we lived in Saudi Arabia.
Really?
And, our school was a kind of like an American-type school. It was on the same compound as the U.S. consulate. So it was inside a wall with a gate. And the U.S. Marines that were stationed at that consulate, they would work part-time at the school, kind of helping out with, watching the kids and, you know, just helping out with things. And they're always really cool, very friendly, you know, real down-to-earth, great guys. And one time when I was about probably 13, there was a bomb threat at the consulate there in Saudi Arabia, and everybody kind of went on full alert, and so things were, you know, ratcheted up quite a bit, and we could see the Marines in full combat gear, big ass weapons and jeeps and all that stuff, standing guard at the gates of this consulate, and all around the perimeter there. And I tell you what, I knew right then and there that they were never going to let anything happen to us.
Hmm.
They would defend us to the death right there if it came down to it. And when you're 8,000 miles away from home, that is very, very powerful. And to this day, I can picture that in my mind, what that looked like when watching those guys standing there waiting for the unknown, and nothing happened. But the fact that those guys stood there waiting for something to protect us inside that compound was extremely powerful. And that was, that's something that'll live with me forever. And I can't overstate my appreciation for those men and women that are out there doing it there, so we don't have to do it here.
I get it, man. Thanks for that story. That's awesome, Brent. And thanks for your contribution into the veterans, disabled veterans, or just veterans in general. We'll get Arthur on that now. Hey, Stacey, you want to get involved in that with us? As far as just putting a little thing. Okay, cool. So we'll get Stacey involved in that too. So Brent, to contact Stace. Contact Stacey Morris on her page, and then we'll get Arthur involved in the thing, and then we'll start working on it. Anybody wants to, Stacey, what I want to do is, like, every week, anybody, like, if we took a forum or something, anybody who wants to, you know, partake in this, let us know. No pressure, no one's got to do it, but if you want to do it, it's there, you know?
Yeah, if we'll set up a forum, but if anybody in the meantime wants to get on it, just drop me a line at robert@dallaspage.com, and we'll put you on we'll make a list for it.
Outstanding.
Awesome.
I love it. Let's do it, guys.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
You too.
Hey, Robert, go on iChat so we can hit back and forth to each other.
You got it, bro.
Do you have another caller there?
We've got about 7 or 8 more.
Okay, well, let's go through them.
I got some in the chat room,
let's go to Stacey. Let's go to Stacey for 2 questions, and then we'll come back to that next person. Okay, Robert?
You got it.
I've got a couple quick ones, then a little bit of a longer one. The first 2 quick ones are you going to be doing any appearances in Tulsa or Maine?
Actually, Maine, I'm not really sure, but I would just stay close to the email, because I do send out these emails, and I know a lot of people, they get you get bombarded with emails. We really don't send anything out unless we really think it's something about the show, or maybe I'm coming to a certain area, or something that we try not to send any bullshit out there. So if you see it, read it, because it'll make them come into your town. And I try to, I love seeing the different people who have who are doing the program. Katie, when I saw her, because I'd met Katie before at another signing, and when I saw her, I started she could tell you I was jumping up. It's Katie, I had my arms up in the air. So that was pretty cool. So I'm not sure about Maine, but I think so. I just don't know. I know I'm going to be all around that area. I'm waiting to see what Michael, and I'm sure Michael will put something up. I got to call him. He called me yesterday, and I've got 15 calls. I have not called back, and my thing was full. And it's a little biz, but I will get to everybody. That's why I don't even listen to him until I'm ready to call him, because I know, and sometimes that's stupid. I should listen to it first, because maybe it's an emergency, but I'm thinking someone will text me, "Yo, monkey, call me back. It's an emergency." Then I'm going to do that. Okay, what's the next one, Stacey?
Well, Nelson Verona has a request to do the DVDs in Spanish.
So is he going to be the voiceover?
Yeah, maybe. We'll get in touch with him. But there's a question from Shane. He's one of the team members out there that you've been in touch with.
Oh, yeah, I know Shane.
You've told him not to weigh himself all the time.
Yes.
He wonders if he takes his scale, I guess he lives near a shooting range, and if he takes it out there and shoots it.
Yeah, that's good.
He wants to videotape, but he wonders if he'll put the video up.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people are afraid of guns and don't think we should all have guns. I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of those people. I don't kill animals. Just not my thing, because I love animals, but I will shoot a gun. And I will. I've been to Afghanistan and Iraq, and they let me shoot everything. And the most fun ever was the second time I was in Iraq. And, we're in the outskirts, like the FOBs, which is called Field Operation Base, that nobody goes to. And so me like, "Oh my God, DDP, you're here?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm here, man." And I'm the only one who actually did come out. And they were like, "So, did you ever drive a tank before?" I go, "Nope, but I could do it." And getting in a tank, when you drive it, it's not like you sit inside. You're laying on your stomach. And you lower your body, and I literally, all 6'4", back then I was 245, too. Now I'm 230, which would have fit easier. But I was so cramped in there. And it's a motorcycle. When you turn the, rev up the engine, that's what moves the wheels or the tracks. And, man, I was out there gunning it, hitting the bottom of the hill and flying up, and the guys are like, "This guy's crazy. Oh my God. I've been there for how, what's the odds of me getting another tank?" So I got in there, man. I had a lot of fun with it.
I think I've got a picture somewhere of you lining up a shot with an M16 at one of the bases.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of, so I would love to see Shane just blow that scale away. Go out there and blow it away. There's some 44s in that baby. I'll knock it out. Okay. But make sure you put, so people don't think we're just shooting stuff, tell them what it is. I can't stay up the scale, so I had to shoot the damn thing. And then go to the doctor or somewhere else, to a friend's house or whatever, to you know, to weigh yourself. Let me tell you the reason why I want you to do it once a month, because your body changes so much, and anything could happen from, you know, water weight, especially for women, you know, going through that whole deal of going through, you know, changes and stuff during the month. You don't want to, you know, be all excited because you lost 9 pounds in 2 weeks, but at the end of the month, you lost 11. Because then you're depressed.
Yeah.
As opposed to
being,
oh, my
crazy.
God, I lost 11 pounds this month. How cool is that? You know, whenever I get people get depressed off that, I go, so, when's the last time you lost 11 pounds? Oh, well, I don't remember. That's called the glass is half empty or the glass is half full, you know. So that's another reason why, because you also should be excited for that. The measurements, I've had people say, I only lost 3 pounds, but I lost 3 inches. That's huge. So it's all
that's
a state
major.
Of mind. Right? Right? Am I right, Stacey? I mean, come on. You really know that.
Yeah, and I want to just give a little advice to the women out there. This was my formula. Pick three, just do it 3 days after the time of the month ends. Sorry to be so graphic.
No,
but you
that's
have to
fine.
Be consistent, or else you're going to get messed up with the fluid.
Yep, there you go. And that's, again, what I was saying for women.
Yeah.
It's a different animal than it is for guys. So, you know, and that is what it is. So, let's get one more question, and then let's bring some people. We got a lot of people sitting there.
Well, we had a question. Terry is actually in the chat room, Terry Lang.
And oh, so she's writing it up.
She helped answer this, but you might have something to add. One of the listeners has his wife has got some belly fat due to, you know, recent pregnancies and that sort of thing, and he wonders if red hot core would be the way to get rid of that.
Well, I tell you, that whole belly thing, the whole red hot core thing is awesome because you really feel your stomach. You know, let's just be honest. You really focus in on your stomach, on your obliques. You're working, you know, it's red hot core. You're working your entire core. Is that going to help? Absolutely. Is it going to lose belly fat? Yeah, let's be honest. Not really. A little bit, but no more than the regular workout. So what it is it focuses on that. This is another when I say this isn't mindless cardio, Stairmaster, elliptical, treadmill. You're normally watching TV, reading a book. Yeah, you're paying attention to your body. Works way better when you're paying attention to your body, focusing in. Really comes down so much to what you eat. I mean, and then it comes back to your mindset. Because you know, when I first talked to everybody, and Stace, you know I talked to you about this, it's so important to, you know, the workout, between the workout and the eating plan, that's 10% of the equation. The 90% is between your ears. What do you tell yourself? So that's really what it comes down to.
Right. Okay, well, that's it from the chat room.
Okay, cool.
For now.
All right, if you got any more questions, you know, hit Stacey on there. Let's go to somebody live. Who we got next, Robert? Hit me on the iChat so I know.
Okay, we've got, first up, we got area code 717.
Okay.
Hey, hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Bob
Fritz. Hey, Bob.
Hello,
sir.
Hello?
You're on the air, brother.
Hey, is this Sparky?
He's
here.
Right here, Boomer. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, how you doing, Sparky? Nice talking to you. I want to send a shout out to you, because Sparky's
nice.
The first one that really welcomed me in the chat room. I want to thank Stacy for last week getting me off the low carb diet, off those purple strips that I was addicted to.
Yeah.
I want to thank Dave for always being in the chat room and answering anybody's questions. I want to thank Doug for giving me a tip yesterday about icing my knee after every workout, right after the workout, and millions of other people that are in those chat rooms every day on Team DDP.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just who I want to thank.
That's awesome.
I have a couple questions. One is about the art, the Red Hot Core. I have spinal stenosis, and a bad disc in my lumbar, and
right.
I also have some balance issues because of Parkinson's. And I try real hard to do that Red Hot Core, and a lot of the movements they really hurt like hell. And I guess with others, they go through the same issues because, a lot of people have pain. And it's not really the pain, it's the worst part. My question is, when will I stop rolling around like a drunken sailor while attempting to do that dead bug exercise? Because right now, when I put my feet up in the air, I just fall all over. I'm like a wobble doll. I mean, I just can't do it. I'm rolling all over the place. It's funny, I get up and I try it again, but I want to do it. I don't want to just roll around floor and laughing. So I'm wondering, how long does it take to actually be able to put your feet up, hold your toes, and actually do that one movement?
Well, let me ask Sparky first. How long did it take you, bro?
It took me probably my first 30 days or so. I mean, even after 90 days, when I met Doug and did a workout with Arthur took us back into that. And I just popped right back and rolled back right away, and Arthur, I got one. So it's tough. It took a while.
Okay.
Well, it's like, hey, what about you, Stacey? How long did it take you?
I would say it took me a good 3 months. I didn't get that one right away.
Well, what it'll really come down to, bro, is repetition is the mother of learning. I don't want you to do anything that hurts you, but you have to understand there's a difference between hurt and uncomfortable. Like how I break up scar tissue in my knees, in my hips, in my back, in my shoulders, how I break that up, it's really uncomfortable. Now, if it's painful, pain means pain. Don't do that. Or
okay.
Modify it and take it back. That's why I'm always showing. If you look at, especially Red Hot Core, if you look at Diane, and she's easy to look at, her little yellow shirt over there, she's always doing the modified version. If you're doing the modified version and you're in pain, then maybe you should wait a while before you go back to that. What workouts are you doing right now consistently?
Well, I just had. Like arthroscopic D surgery and my meniscus.
Right, meniscus.
Before I joined, actually, like April 27th, I just had the knee surgery. And I have been doing one modification. I've been doing a towel modification. I put a towel under my knee. And I the knee part with the pain, where I have the pain there is when I go from, like, catcher to thunderbolt.
Right.
I've had pain there. And then I have pain when I do that sitting.
Back up. Pain? Is it?
Well, it's pain. Yeah, it's discomfort.
Pain throbbing. Pain
no,
is like,
discomfort.
Oh my God, that hurts. Okay, so you got to understand.
I can take pain.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't want you to take pain because it's really important. Because, like, Carney Wilson, when I worked with her, when she actually was working, and she goes, right. It hurts. I go, my fucking hurts. This is impossible. This cannot hurt you. You're uncomfortable. Okay, well, am I comfortable now? So it's like there's a really big difference, though. Because pain goes, oh, my God, because you don't want to be in pain. You want to get
out
of pain.
No, I'm not there.
Okay, so then it's why you have that, especially in your knee, because I've had both knee surgery numerous times, both shoulder surgery. So I know what you're talking about. It's called scar tissue. It's really, really uncomfortable. And that's where the breathing comes in really big. Would you agree, Stacey?
Yeah, that's essential because it can be a challenge to sit through that when you try to stretch it out.
Well, should I do that video that you have? I know you have a video of breaking up scar tissue in your knee. Should I do that exercise every day then?
Well, I won't about every day, but I think did you just say to you, who taught you about ice? Was it Doug taught you about ice?
Yeah, Doug did. Doug told me it like 2 days ago because I took a day off.
And I taught
you
Doug
ice
it.
After every workout.
Not anymore, but I had the same meniscus tear you had 3 different times. And I rehabbed it back the last two with just DDP yoga, period.
Okay.
And I didn't do, I think you should still ride a bike. I think you should still do whatever rehab they give to you to do. But for me, I just wanted to see, could I do it just with this? And I got the flexibility back. I got the strength back. I was at Terry Lang's house after I had surgery because she's a nurse. And her husband,
hi, Alex.
Oh my. Terry, are you on?
I am.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Terry. You tell him. Yes. You tell him when I nursed it, the meniscus tear back. What was that like? Because you were there.
Yes, I certainly was. And he iced, he elevated, he did what he was supposed to do, and then he kept slightly pushing the envelope, pressing, moving. I had to watch it like a hawk. Because, you know, and icing is going to be the key to anything. And so if you're feeling a little achy or you had a tough workout, if you got a part that needs a little ice on it, it's your best friend forever.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I know my doctor, before I started the yoga program, I asked my orthopedic surgeon, and he said, you know, there's really nothing you could do to hurt it. He said, just work, you know. Try to strengthen your quads and your hamstrings. That's going to help it. And he did say, I can't ride a real bike because I have Parkinson's and I have balance issues. So
right.
He said, you know, try to get on the stationary bike and do that. And he said, you know, and if the yoga helps you, you know, he didn't know what kind of yoga. He thought it was your mama's yoga. So he didn't know what I'd be doing. And I really didn't tell him what it was. So, you know, so I know that all this is helping me. And you know, I guess it's really not pain. It is more discomfort. But I will do the ice, and I will do it after everyone. And it does seem to be working. He told me that 2 days ago, and I've been able to get through Fat Burner and Red Hot Core the last 2 days. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Okay.
So
there,
you know,
that's, I'm sorry.
It will break up. It will break up, but it will take time.
Okay.
You know? And you should always tell your doctor exactly what you're doing, because a lot of doctors who see what I'm doing are like, oh, my God, I need to have my patients do it.
Well,
I
have a lot of medical problems, and I know I should. Well, first of all, I'm a disabled veteran, too. So I want to shout out to that Brent Voss guy, too. I'm 100%
cool
disabled veteran, and that's my next question. Actually, I'm in that disabled veterans group that Doug actually started that 2 weeks ago from the radio program, and
yeah.
And there's another guy in there, Scott Dinsmore, and him and I have been chatting in there, and the VA has a program called MOVE that they do for the people that are heavy, the heavier people, and I'm in the Parkinson's program, and they also have a yoga program, and for 7 years, they've been trying to get me to do yoga, and they've been trying to get me on the MOVE program, too, because, you know, I've been overweight, and you know, for Scott, they've been trying to get him. Well, he's been in the MOVE program, I think. That's what he said. But
right.
it doesn't really seem to work for them. And Scott and I have been throwing around the idea that maybe we could talk to the higher-ups at the VA about trying to incorporate DDP into their MOVE program. Maybe we could show them, hey, look, here's Arthur's video, and if we can do it and some other of us disabled vets can lose weight through your program, maybe they can come and ask you, hey, can we buy your program, or is there a way we can get you to help us out or do some seminars at the VA and help some of the disabled veterans lose weight here? Because, I mean, now they're offering, bariatric surgery and all that other crap. And really, if you could, help us out this way, it would be a lot better than having somebody take their stomach and get it stapled. You know, that's what I think. That's
yeah.
what Scott thinks. And I think,
yeah.
you know, as far as I'm concerned, for the Parkinson's, they've been asking me for 7 years, and I'm thinking, yoga, that's for girls. I don't want to do that. And then, you know, up pops, you know, the video of Arthur, and then I see you're a wrestler, and I'm like, this guy's a wrestler. I'm like, he's not a girl, you know. he's like, hey, yeah, like hawking it up, and I'm like, hey, maybe I should try that yoga stuff, you know. And now I'm having fun with it, and it's something I want to do, and I'm telling everybody in the world I'm doing yoga, and and it's really working. I'm losing weight.
But don't tell him. But don't tell him yoga. Tell him DDP yoga.
Well,
then he'll go DDP yoga.
I do tell him DDP yoga. I really
okay,
do.
Okay.
That's really funny because I was at a farmer's market getting some vegetables the other day, and I was buying these vegetables, and this woman behind me, I told her I got a juicer, and I told her I was doing yoga, and part of it I joined the juicer group too, and she said, well, what kind of yoga are you doing? What type? And she named these couple of yogas, and I said, oh, well, my yoga was founded by a wrestler named Diamond Dallas Page. And she rolled her eyes up at me like I wasn't, you know, like it wasn't really yoga. So then I said, wait a minute, I put down my vegetables, and I bent down and straight-legged, and I put my eight fingers, and they all touched the ground. I said, I bent them, too, at the knuckles, and they all touched the ground. Now, if you go to my profile, I can't even reach my ankles. I just started on the 15th. So we're talking, it's only been 12 days, and I can reach the ground. And my wife looked at me, she's like, wow. And then the yoga instructor said, I have skinny guys in my class that can't even do that. And I said, well, it's not your mama's yoga.
That's awesome. Great story.
So I want to get off here because I want to keep our belts off the line. But one other question for you, Dallas. Pedro Morales or Bruno Sammartino?
Man, both buddies of mine. They both get a number one for me. And they're both, you know, Pedro is a great, great, great guy. And Bruno, I just saw him last month. He's 76. He still looks amazing.
Wow.
He's still, he's a stud, man. He's the old school stud. That's all I can say. All right, bro, we got to go.
Okay, I'm going to get one more shout out for the other guy, newbies. I did create the group Maybrigade 2012 for all us newbies. There's a group out there, Maybrigade 2012, for all the people that came here for Arthur's video and, you know, all
That's
us
awesome.
Thousands of people. So,
That's
all right,
awesome.
I'm
it's
off.
Very, very
and
cool.
Thank you very much for creating this program, Dallas.
Hey, awesome, buddy.
Have
I appreciate
a nice
you
day.
Coming on. And it's so
right,
cool that he said that, too. Boom said that because, you know, it took us probably 3 or 4 years. I'm not sure exactly how long we've been doing this on the team. You started with Team DDP, Team YRG, and with the Team DDP Yoga. But it took us, like, I want to say close to 4 years to get to 2,000 people.
Oh,
and,
God, yes.
Yeah, and because of the boom in the last 3 weeks, because of Steve Yu's video of Arthur, because we had another video that Arthur's son did, you know, which is pretty emotional, too, but not like that one. Just Steve did an amazing job. I can't wait to see the finished product of Inspired, the movie, because it's going to be amazing. But we got over 5,000 people, you know, and God bless Stacy and Sparky and Dave and, you know, all the people who go on there and welcome people. I mean, it's just, you know, it just makes it so real that people Stacey's going, oh my God, you must be standing forever welcoming people. It's been amazing the way the people have come on. And I want to bring on, so we're going to keep going until we get everybody's question in. We got Richard here. Richard, you online?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy,
hey.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sebring, Florida.
Awesome, awesome.
I'm You're coach.
Oh, Richard.
Yeah.
Hey, my man. Okay, I got to tell you this story. Let Robert tell you, because Robert was there when he came in. Tell the story, Robert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Richard, I mean, Steve put out on Twitter, or I forget where did you hook up with Steve at, Richard?
I saw it on Twitter.
Okay. He put out a shout-out to anybody in the area, and Richard wasn't in the area, but he still drove 2 hours to come and help us stuff envelopes and whatever else we needed. And, you know, I think the main reason he did that was, well, one, to help, but I mean, seriously, because he's a huge wrestling fan and DDP is going to be there.
yeah.
But you sweetened the pot a little bit because not only did you show up with DDP, but you had Glacier there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I had Ray Lloyd, Glacier, and another guy most people won't remember, but he's a really cool guy named Luther Biggs,
yes.
And he wrestled as well. He made it to the show for a short period of time, but he got to live the dream and actually be a wrestler. So you had gotten in there, Richard, and you had just shaved your head. Why did you shave your head? There was a reason? Something to do with the kids or something?
I'm a PE teacher, and I told the kids if they raised $2,500, then I would do something crazy. So we raised $3,000. So wow. I let the kids shave my head.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So Jay, did you have fun stuffing the envelopes with his bra?
Oh, yeah, and I wanted to say, I heard the discussion at the beginning of the program about, you know, everybody being slammed. I tell you, I did not feel one bit of stress in there. Everybody, Robert was, like, calm. He was so calm. And I'm a teacher. I know what stress looks like. But it was such a nice place to be. Everybody, it was like, it was a team. It was a real team working in there, and it was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Well, you're just saying that because you didn't see me take the diamond cutter in the parking lot.
Well, I wanted to, thank you again, bro, for coming out there and helping us out, and it was a good time, and I'm glad. I said, "Oh, so I'm going to see you tomorrow," and he went,
That was awesome. I wanted to say thank you because. When you first came in, you asked me what I did, and I said I was a PE teacher, and you just stopped, and you said, "You're a PE teacher?" And the only other person that's ever said that to me is my mother. And it's really hit me hard because, you know, I am supposed to be a role model, and I have a lot of knowledge, and I'm a great teacher, but they're not going to see past that anymore. These kids these days, they see what's in front of them, and they're not going to go any farther than that. And this program is great, and I'm really working hard on it. And I wanted to say thank you for being honest with me. And from what I've shown to the kids, I actually got down and did a 3-second push-up for them yesterday, which nice. I could not do that a week ago without my arms shaking. And they clapped. It was kind of a neat feeling.
Where do you show them when you start doing 10-second push-ups and
oh, yeah.
sets of 10, and then you start having them do a contest? That's what's going to be cool.
Oh, yeah. I've already got plans for next year, and I'm planning on showing them a superhero push-up by next year.
Nice. Wow. I love setting that goal. I want to hear an exact date. You better post it on your site because it's all about just don't think it, ink it, brother. Say it and own it. And it was a great email I got the other day. And I sent it out to the close proximity of people that work with us. It was about a girl named Vicky who came with us to the retreat last year. And she's been dating and, you know, been boyfriend and girlfriend with a very good friend of mine named Juan, who I met him through coming to my first DDP yoga session ever in Los Angeles at Gold's Gym, the infamous Mecca, Gold's Gym. And we became buddies, and Juan would always bring people to the park. And if I would have done it every week, it would have really grown. But I would only do it for a week or two, then I'd have to go away, then I'd come back, then I'd do it for a week, then I'd go away. But Juan always made his way there, and he'd bring people all the time. And when he was turning 40 last August, and we were all in Mexico, and I got to meet his girl, Victoria, and he had told me, I'm like, dude, when are you going to marry this girl, man? I mean, she's ready to get married. He said, I'm not going to marry her until she gets her doctorate. She's had this thing she's supposed to have done. I guess it's your essay or whatever it is, the thesis. I think it's called a thesis. Is that right, Stace? The right thesis? Something like that.
Thesis, yes.
Something like that. Either way, it was a big deal. And she said, and we're sitting out in the water because the water is so beautiful. The bar's right at the top. This retreat, we just don't work out hard. And everybody does it at their own level. I even had some people come last year that had never done it with me before and were overweight and still had a time of their lives because you modify to get to where, just like you're doing a DVD, except for it's live. You know, we have baking classes and all that stuff, and we do, we eat amazing, healthy but delicious, crazy delicious food, but we also party. We drink. You know, if you want to drink, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. But we were down here in the water, about 10 of us, and sitting around. And so I said to Victoria, I said, tell me a little about yourself. And she told me all about that. Tell me about her thesis. I already knew the story. And I waited till she would get to the end. I said, so when are you going to finish that? And she said, well, I'm going to tell you, I should be finished around. I said, no. When are you going to be finished with that? And she said, so what do you mean? I said, when are you going to have it done? What's the date? And she set that date. And then she wrote me the other day telling me how grateful she was that I made her set the date because she worked her ass off the night before to finish it. So she finished it on that date. And now she's a doctor.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
It was so – remember I was telling you earlier in the show that someone would guess – when I would always question myself or wonder, am I doing the right thing? Did I make the right move? Well, I already know that times 10 now, but I still got an email like that. That was so cool to be able to read that. I wrote it back a really beautiful email back to her, and, you know, it was just it was really cool. That's all I could say. Okay, Richard, I want to thank you again for coming on and getting with us, bro. And I'm really looking forward to your journey as you go through this because you're going to be an awesome example to those kids.
And,
you know, and
I'm really interested in the kids program. So hurry up on that remember me when you're working on it because I would love to, you know, assist in any way and testing audience, anything like that. But before I wanted to go, I want to tell you, I showed the picture. I had the picture framed of me and you with the belt.
Right.
And now there's a rumor going around the school among the little boys that I won the heavyweight championship. but they want to know where the belt is, and I had to explain to them that I don't have the belt anymore. So,
that's awesome. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. Right. We'll get to the next caller in a second. I want to enlighten you guys on something else that happened that's going to be in this video that might be up tonight, the latest hopefully tomorrow, when we finish getting all the DVDs out there. Because really, anybody who ordered this weekend, you should be getting it either tomorrow or Thursday, Friday the latest. But that would be the latest. I mean, so I know that, you know, Robert and Kelly have everything so caught up and beyond. But we found we were in the Orlando area, and there was a town called Sanford that we weren't far from. And so, you know, I said, I think Steve goes, boy, wouldn't it be funny if we brought it by and you just gave it to him? And I go, let's do that. He goes, do you think we have time? I go, we'll do it on the way to the airport. So his name is Don Mettendorf. And he just friended me. And it was so classic. I got to read that, what he wrote to me. That was really funny because we got there and we got to the house. We found it perfectly. And then nobody answered the door. So let me see if I can find where he is here. Where is Don's?
There's a setup. While you're looking for that, there's a setup for that. We emailed the guy and said, hey, you know, because we're trying to be quiet about it. So we said, hey, we've got a courier in your area. We'd like to get the order out to you. And, of course, the dude never responded. But when a little bit later, he responds with, wow, you guys are amazing. You do your customer service is amazing. You had a courier come to my house on a holiday.
So here's what he wrote me. He wrote, just wanted to let you know how dedicated your staff is. On Monday, Memorial Day, while I was at work, Kelly sent an email that they were working on my order and wanted to give me a call to verify the address. Sorry to say, I didn't get a chance to call back, but instead, someone personally delivered it to my door. Sorry again, I wasn't there to answer the door, but it was waiting there for me as soon as I got home. Thanks again for your service. So I can't wait to get started. And he signed it, Live Life at 90%, Don Mettendorf. And I thought, you know, you just don't grab Live Life at 90% unless you've gone on the message that I cut and paste, send to everybody, that you should go to this link. Normally I sell this for $19.95 on my site, but I give it to you if you're a member of Team DDPO because I want to help you achieve your goals. So he wrote Live Life at 90%. So I couldn't think of a better guy to come out and surprise. You know, because he already gets
cool.
It and what the journey's going to be about. Right, Mark? You know?
Oh, yeah.
So long story short, he wasn't there, and I bought a plane, and I wrote him back, by the way, that stamp was me.
Yeah, I was going to say, the best part of that story is that the day after, Steve sent him a picture of DDP standing in front of his house with the package.
Yeah. That is classic, man. That's just really classic fun stuff to do. And it's how we came and surprised Stacy that time, right, Stace? We came and surprised you. Stacy, we lose her? Okay. Either way, we went and we surprised Stacy coming up because we wanted to get her reaction. We had it all set up with her boyfriend Bill and everything. It was awesome, boy.
I'm reeling from it.
There she is.
Yeah. It was amazing, man. We had a great time with that. Okay, so what's our next? Who are we get next? I believe our next person is Gary from Atlanta.
That's right.
Hey, Dallas. This is Gary. How you doing, buddy?
Awesome, buddy.
Thank you for taking my call. I've learned a lot just by listening tonight. But Dallas, I have a couple of questions for you in a statement. I'm 62 and my wife is 64. I'm a former Marine, middle linebacker, and ex-cop. But I love you. But I've had both of my hips replaced. And
right.
When I had my first one replaced in 85, the doctor said you can't bend to a certain degree and you can't cross your legs. And so I became very, very protective of it. And then in 2003, I had my left hip replaced. And so now I'm walking on stilts. I can't put my socks on. I'm originally from Cocoa Beach, Florida, so it doesn't matter. I didn't wear socks half the time anyway.
Right.
But I've gotten to the point that my wife has to put my socks on. And I graduated high school with 275 pounds, so I've always been a large, well-built unit. But I've reached over 300 pounds now, and the gravity has taken effect.
Sure.
And my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2006, and she has subsequently gained from that, gained weight, approximately 55 to 60 pounds. So we've become lethargic in the evenings. We don't walk. It's hard for me to walk.
Sure it is.
And it's hard for her to walk without me. So when I viewed Arthur's video a couple of weeks ago, we had a trip planned to Anchorage, Alaska for 11 days. As soon as I came back, I ordered the DVD, and I got an email today that says, it's on the way. So everything that I've been touting is mm-hmm. true according to my email. But my question to you is, my wife is not an athletic supporter. She is. There's not an athletic bone in her body, but she loves me, and she's willing to do this with me. We've got our garage or our basement set up ready, waiting on that. I've got the video screen set up, the whole nine yards. I want to make sure that I protect my hips. I've watched you do the cross-legged push-up position where you were holding it for, I don't know how long, 18 minutes, something like that. I just don't want to. I want to add vitality back into my life. I want to lose 100 pounds. I don't want to go back to when I was 18 years old because I think I'm 18 right now. I just can't do it.
Right.
But what can I do to protect my hips? That's more important than anything.
Well, let me tell you, and this is a major lifestyle change, but you've already painted the picture though. You're 62. You're beat up. Your hips, these are brand new. And what I've seen with brand new hips, with people who get them, if they use them and they work them, they work pretty damn good from what I've seen. Now, I also know that, especially if we're beat up like we are, it's called oil for the tin man, because if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
And you'll just get stiffer. We both grew up listening to Neil Young, and Neil Young wrote a song, Rust Never Sleeps. So the way I do things is I don't let it get rusty. If it starts to get rusty, I go in with my breathing and break it up. Now, I look at someone like Arthur Borman, right? Because that would be like you're in better shape than he was.
I am in better shape. I am in better shape. Currently, when he got started, I'm four times better shape than he was in when he got started. Yeah.
That's the example I look at, okay? Because I'm not a doctor's guy. I will go to my massage therapist. Terry is one of the very best massage therapists on the planet. And it's Terry Lang, who was just on here earlier. She, you know, people here are talking about her. They need to know Terry's just not just a massage therapist who knows the body inside and out. She's also an RN. I mean, she knows medicine. So what I've learned so much from Terry, Terry's the one who brought the whole gluten-free thing to me, like at a different level. And my brother, who is a chiropractor and nutritionist, works with the guy who's the guy, who's 86 years old, named Fred Bishy, who at 86 can still run 20 miles on the beach. Now, these are the people that I listen to. Terry's nutritionist, who's Bernadette Saviano, who's another nutritionist that I believe in amazingly. She is the one who helped Terry help her get through the celiac that she became. You know what a celiac is? You can't eat wheat or dairy or any of that. Do you know about that at all?
No, I don't.
Okay, have you heard of gluten-free?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay, now, I'm just going to give you the highlights, and then you can look them up anywhere on the Internet.
Yes, sir.
The whole thing about gluten, wheat, and flour, and dairy, they're in the top 10, really top 5, of reasons why we create inflammation in our body. Do you understand that the reason why you're so stiff is because you have a lot of inflammation running through your body? You
yes,
get
sir.
That?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the only way to eliminate inflammation is to find the causes and stop doing that, especially if you're over 40, over 50, over 60. You see where I'm going with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because as you know, you felt way better at 50, and you felt even better at 40. So, yeah, we're on the other side. I'm 56. You're only five or six years older than I am.
Yes.
And my brother, because of Fred, would for 10 years while I was wrestling, and he'd see me get out of bed, and it looked like I got hit by a car, whether it was in the middle of the night or when I first woke up. I mean, I developed a workout called Wake Up because that's what I needed to do, and it started in my bed, went to the mat, and then I was okay 10 minutes later to move around. But that's the whole reason Wake Up started. Since I finally listened to my brother, since I finally listened to Terry Lang, since I finally listened to Bernadette Saviano, so sometimes it takes you hearing it from a couple of people and takes a little time. Since I have gone wheat-free and 90% dairy-free, I lost 20 years. Meaning when I was 53, I felt 33, 35. And the first 3 weeks, I felt a significant difference. So they say 2 weeks. I tell people three. If you don't eat it for 3 weeks, just 3 weeks, see how your body feels. If you don't feel any different, go back and eat it. Who cares? But I'm telling you, if you're 100 pounds overweight, you got a problem with it.
Well, I'm 100 pounds based on the chart. You know, I've always been,
How tall? Okay. 6'2". You're 100 pounds overweight.
Yes, sir.
You're 100 pounds overweight.
Yes, sir.
Okay, bottom line. You're 180, but you're 100 pounds overweight, especially for someone who's 62, because as we get older, we don't want to carry that weight. We don't want our heart and our organs, period, to carry that weight. You know, we don't want to carry, you know, like I'm at 225 now. I don't want to be 240 anymore, you know, because I just feel better. So if you go, when you get the program guide, and you can go right tonight, go look on Team DDP Yoga. I keep the program guide up there now. So people, and make sure we do that, Robert. We send it in an email out to them. Let them know that they got the program guide, breathing, and a Diamond Dozen. Just wanted to say that, Gary, so that he knows. So,
yes.
But the program guide, if you get on the phase 3 eating plan, which is where you want to be, mainly because you need to start eating for health, because you're 62 and your wife's 64 and you're beat up and you're overweight. It will really make a difference. And when you start to work out, get a chair next to you. That's what Arthur did. That's why you see the chair there when he's starting to fall. Mm-hmm. He holds the chair.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to fall, bro. You know, so you want to not fall that far. You know, and there's a mat that I back up big time, and I'm not a person. If I see something that I love, I'm going to tell everybody about it. Like the book Wheat Belly, you should really read that. Or if you're not a reader, because I have ADD and dyslexia, I read the first three chapters. After that, I went and I've listened to the book on tape. You know, then I have Terry re-explain everything to me, because again, she's an RN. You know, and she gets it. And she knows how to keep it simple, stupid for me.
What's the name of the book? Wheat Belly?
Wheat Belly. Wheat Belly. And like I say, it's a book on tape, too. But if you go to anywhere on Team DDP Yoga, you'll see Buffalo, and which I think is the best meat, if you're a meat eater, you can have, because it's the lowest carb, lowest fat, highest protein. 1 pound of buffalo is 98 grams of protein, which is really three times more than you need for someone who's over 50, you know, because you don't need, your body doesn't want to absorb more than 30 or 40 grams at any sitting. And the other thing is a Manduka mat. And I'm actually really good friends with the guy who started that company and is now just a head figure because he sold to a big company. But those mats are so thick and so good. They're expensive, you know, but I when I was originally putting them through my my site, they could get them cheaper on Amazon. So I said, Peter, I'm not going to sell my people something because it goes through my site when I know they can get it cheaper. Give me the same price you're giving Amazon. He said, done. So now you get 10% off of the thing so that you get that price on that. So if you want to check out a mat that's really awesome for your knees and your position, you want to get that mat at 6'2". You want to get the 85-incher.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to move on that mat. You don't want that little dinky, thin, I won't even use. If I don't have my Manduka mat, which I bring with me to Afghanistan, to Iraq, to Australia, I bring it everywhere, to Japan. That mat's been all over the world with me, and it's the same 85-inch mat I bring everywhere. And I don't care how heavy it is or whatever, I want it because that's my mat. If I don't, I use the floor. I don't even use those stupid little thin, frilly mama mats. I don't use that. Now, for the young women, they're easy, but for men, they suck. So, you want to have a good good pair of shoes on your feet. You want to have a good mat under your body. You want to be able to drive something comfortable. You want a good bed to sleep in. There's certain things you got to have. This is one of them. And I want you to really, if you focus in on that food, because that's what really was the defining moment for me with Arthur. Because when we first met online, and I got to see who he was, and the disabled veteran, and the paratrooper, you know, and 140 pounds overweight, and walking on knee brace and back brace and canes. When I saw all of that with a picture with the canes, I sent him that phase three eating plan. And what I thought, Gary, when I sent it to him, I said to him, what do you think of this? There was no book. There was no Team DDP Yoga to listen to this story. There was just me and him. And he read it, and he wrote, if he writes me back, I think I can do it. I'll give it a try. My next email to him is, keep me posted, bro. I want to know how you're doing. But he didn't write that to me. He wrote, I can do this. I said, send me your phone number. And that's the first guy I talked to that I'd met on the internet. And that's how that happened. I can do this.
Well, I certainly think that your motivation and your direction has certainly changed Arthur's life. But just listening to the fact that y'all sent 5,000 programs out at one sitting or within a week, you're changing a multitude of people. And I caught on to it,
And once I start something, once I'm this motivated, I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. And the beautiful thing is my 64-year-old wife is going to be doing it with me, and I can motivate her. And it's a package deal anyway. So that's great, and I thank you. But I haven't heard the hips. Is the hips, are we okay with the hips?
Well, to me, I want to work with people who have hip replacements because it's part of your body now. It's not some foreign, object in there. These hips work good. I remember when Bo Jackson had them put in, he went right back and played pro baseball. That's what I'm looking at, and I don't have, gimmick hips in my body. In wrestling, we call everything a gimmick. So I don't have those because I got a bunch of buddies who do. Hulk's got two of them. Roddy Piper's got one. Jake the Snake Roberts got one. None of those guys I can get to do the workout. I can't get anyone to do it. So I don't know where it goes, but I know what happens when you don't use something or you baby something. So I would talk to your doctor as you move through this.
I did. I've already went to my doctor, and I told him that I'm going to be starting this. And he said, I'd give you my blessing. Just continue monitoring, not crossing your legs and having your butt lower than your knees when you sit down.
Well, anytime you're going into whatever, you see someone go all the way down, you stop. You stop because listen to your body.
Right.
And listen to your doctor. And, like I say, I don't know, but I know if it was me, I would, I would definitely push boundaries because that's who I am, and I'm not encouraging anybody else to do that. But I just know me. And I'm going to see, wait a minute. When I tore my meniscus, they said I would never bring my foot. If I'm standing on my left foot, I could never bring it past my thigh. Like the top of your knee is the highest you're going to get. Barry, I can pull that foot up to my waist.
Wow.
Okay? And then take it straight out in front of me and hold it for 50. And pull it out to the side and hold it for 50. So, to me, you take your time, listen to your doctor, and listen to your body. And ice. Get those, go to Walgreens, get those big blue, they look like water bottles. And they're a blue cap. Don't use those bag of peas or don't use those gel ice bags. You get a blue, it looks like a hot water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And fill it with ice and put it on both your hips when you're done working out.
Well, here's what I know, Dallas. We're 2 days away from June the 1st, and by the 4th of July, by Independence Day, I will be independent. I will be independent.
Awesome.
That's what
That's
I know.
Cool.
Well, keep us close, Gary. I want to know. And keep that. Do you take the pictures yet?
I haven't done none of that because, like I said, we went to Alaska for 12 days.
Right. Okay.
And we came back, and I've ordered it. And because I didn't want the UPS or ever how it was coming, I didn't want it sitting on my front porch because I knew somebody driving by could spot it, and I didn't want anybody to take my glory away from me because it's gonna be, I've learned in playing football is you don't win a game in the first, second, or third quarter. It's what you do in the fourth quarter of life that will determine if you end the game as a winner. And I'm in the fourth quarter. You are in the fourth quarter of your life, Dallas.
Yep.
I'm in the fourth quarter. And now we've had the huddle, and we've made a game plan. And we're not behind that far, but I know I can score enough points to win. When the whistle blows, I'm a winner. I won't have to hire 12 other people to be my pallbearer.
Awesome. And Jack, I want to leave you with this thing because I got to get to the next people because we got about 20 more minutes. I want to get everybody in, but I'm going to leave you with this.
Yes, sir.
You also know that before you'd ever left the locker room, before you'd ever set a foot on the field, you know who's going to win that game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
Thank you very much, Dallas.
go to Team DDP Yoga and send me your number, man, because as you go through this journey, I'm going to want to, because I've been looking for someone with the hips. I was looking for one, but I'll take two. And I get to Atlanta all the time. So
okay.
Send me that number, and we'll talk, bud. All right?
I'll do it. Thank you very much, Dallas. Okay.
Thanks, bro.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, we got Gina from California. You still on here, Gina?
Hi, Dallas. Yes, hi. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What part of Cal are you from?
Southern California, Temecula.
Oh, you're not too. Sure. Yeah, you might want to check out that seminar we're doing up there on the 22nd, 23rd. Just hit, you can catch Marlon at Dallas Page. If you send him an email, he'll give you any information in case you guys want to come up for that.
Great. I know I heard that and I noted down the date. Thank you very much. Well,
awesome.
Listen, I know you got a lot of callers tonight. I'm new to your program. I got my DVDs last week. I'm so excited after seeing Arthur's video, but I just have a couple questions for you. The first one's on the workout, and that is I wanted to start really strong by going 5 to 6 times a week, but I noticed in the program guide it starts out at like times a week, and I want to know how can I ramp that up and how would I know which extra workouts to add in, and I don't know if I'm getting too ambitious because I know in the past I've had to do tons of hours of cardio with no results. So I'm thinking, what can a 20, I mean, I know it's a great program, but is 20 minutes enough? And so I just want your input on that.
Well, that's awesome. And I'm so glad you asked that question. If I could have like gimmicked having someone, hey, ask me this question, you know, because you know, a lot of people, they see what it's laid out for, but I'm also laying that out for people not to scare them. You know, because a lot of people, well, you know, I just don't have time. So I'm going to start with the minimum. And you will hear me when you – do you have the DVDs? Have you started yet?
Yeah, I started – this is my third day today. Yeah,
okay.
So started
you've already heard me say, make this workout your own. You've heard me say that, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's like – because the YRG workouts are one level of workouts. And I have DDP Extreme, which is a whole other animal. But I always encourage everyone to make the YRG workouts their own when it comes to modifications, when it comes to cutting back, when it comes to accelerating forward, when it comes to adding more. Like you'll remember in the beginning here, if you caught the thing I was talking about Arthur, when he lost that 20 pounds and 4 inches in the first 2 weeks, It had everything to do with the workout, but it had everything to do with what he was eating, more importantly, his mindset. But he was doing it 5 days a week, 20 minutes a day. And he really wanted to keep that momentum. And I said, well, do it every day. He said, can I do that? I said, dude, this is a different workout. This isn't like you're lifting weights every day and hitting the same chest muscles. You're working, you know, it's muscle confusion. It's a whole different element every day. And how I started when I ruptured my L4 and L5, I started with 20 minutes. And then I went to 40 minutes. And I was mixing up the rehab and the yoga and the old school calisthenics and the dynamic resistance and mixing it all in. Before you knew it, I was doing an hour. And then, you know, I'd go do something. I'm off. I'm a wrestler at that time. So there was no work. I couldn't work. This was my job. Before you know it, I was doing 2 hours a day. Before you know it, I was doing 3 hours a day, 7 days a week. I didn't do it all at one time, but I would do an hour first. And then I might come back with a half an hour, 45 minutes. I might come back with another 20 minutes. I might just do some simple, what I call static, stretching and getting to a stretch and staying there for a while. Yeah, I kept mixing it up so that and pivotal. Are you using a heart monitor?
Yes, I am. But, you know, my heart monitor, I just got the batteries replaced in it, and then today I put it on, and I know I figured out my heart rate, according to the book, would be like 111, 131 or something like that. But
okay.
The heart rate monitor did its own configuring, and it shows it should be higher, you know,
That has to do with the 220 less. I can't remember exactly that formula. So what I use is the guy who's Dr. Phil Maffetone, and he's the guy who trains the highest end triathletes. And Mark Allen was the one that I happened to catch the story on, and the way it was explained to me, and I know from experience, for if you're out of shape. First of all, if you're a regular person who's ready to work out, that's out of shape but not in the worst shape, not really that far overweight, you know, and if you're 40 years old, 40 less 180 would be 140. And if you're in really bad shape, you may want to drop 135 or 130, depending on where you are. Now, if you're in really good shape, then you could take it up 5 clips or up 10 clips. For me personally, I'm 56, which would make me 124. So 104 to 24. Because once you get to 60, then you add 10 more clicks. It's a system that I've written up there, and just for the hell of it, I'm going to write it up there again. The heart rate according to Dr. Phil Mathetone. Robert, please make sure I do that again. And so I mean, just put it up there. So it really gives the whole definition of why it's where it's at. I know personally, me being at 124, I'm really in good shape. So I could take it to 134. I may take it to 144, 154, but that's for moments. I'm there for like a minute or so, and I'm back out of it. If I stay up too high because I'm in a class and I'm just jacked up, and I stay around 140, 145, I get to the end of that class, Gina, I'm going to be toast. I'm literally going to feel like, man, I just worked too hard today. I'm feeling it all over. But if I stay in my zone, I could do it all over again. And I mean the same workout, just not engaging as much and not, because every time you engage a muscle, your heart's got to be faster to get the blood to the muscle. So when it comes to your heart rate, maybe you, if you're not feeling up, you would take it up that 10 extra clicks, but don't really take it above that any longer period of time. I think we just used an example. We were talking about it here. I was listening to it maybe before this. But you run your engine too high for too long. Oh, it was my buddy Stace Sandy who was saying that. You run your engine too high too long, what happens to your car?
Yeah,
right. Boom. You know? So, you know, it comes down to you're going to play with it, and some people still got to feel like, you know, no pain, no gain, I should be higher. I'll play, experiment with it. But for me, I'm going to stay in my zone 10 clicks above. And if I go a little higher, it's not going to be for any periods of time. And every time I do, I get my ass kicked. You know, that's just what happens.
Okay, now when I'm adding in those extra workouts, is there any rhyme? Like, should I not do the same workout 2 days in a row, or does it matter, or alternate it up?
Okay, good question. Another good question. Like, what I would like to see, add just combined energy and fat burner next. See how that feels. Like, you know, when I take it to the floor, right? Before you go to the floor to start ending up, pop in, and there's a reason why. I used to have these all on different DVDs, but it was a pain in the ass for people to walk over, pull out the DVD, put in another DVD. So that's why I put Red Hot Core on the bottom of every one of them. So you always got that there. So no one's got to get up. That's an awesome way to finish it if people really want to finish with that real burst at the end. You know, just go home hard. But if you mix the, you know, fat burner or energy with fat burner, just do them, flip them. Before I go to the floor, go to the other DVD. Before you go to the floor, you're really feeling, you know, froggy, go jump on Red Hot Core, you know, and just end it there. So there's so many ways that you can do this, you know, and again, make, you know, that's the beginning. Once you own that, well, then you're ready, you know, to move in below the belt. You're ready to go for Diamond Cutter and see how soon, because that workout is a gas. Now, you put Diamond Cutter with Red Hot Core, you got a hell of a workout. Yeah, we have a lot
of people
who
do that. I haven't gone there yet, but I will. I got like 20 pounds to lose. To me, it feels like I have no doubt that this program can do it. And that if I have time for one more question on that nutrition plan, I was shooting for phase 3, but I'm a little confused on the phase. Seems to me that the difference in phase 3 and phase 2 is just the food combining. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. And the food combining is the best thing you can do, especially for dinner. But if you're doing food combining, that's where I saw weight fall off me. You know, that's when I see people, the weight fall off them. Because when you don't mix a protein with a carb, this is what I learned from Dr. Fred Vichy. Your body doesn't have to process the food. Example, Thanksgiving. We eat like we're going to the gas chamber, or most of us used to. After you eat all that different types of food, what do you want to do?
Sleep.
Right.
Lie down.
I'm asking Gina, though. The bottom line is that your body shuts down. That's not you going, well, you know, I think I'm a little sleepy. That's your body going, mayday, mayday. We got to shut this sucker down. You put all this garbage in our stomach, and now we got to penetrate, shut them down. So while you're sleeping, the hardest thing, you like that little.
Yeah, that was good.
You can see it like a cartoon, right? The bottom line is that we don't. The hardest thing we do is digest food. The hardest thing we do. So if you make it simple, like mix green, any kind of vegetables. And when I'm making a salad, I go on my videos. You got DDP's 15-minute salad. You eat that salad, ain't nothing like a salad. It's about one of the best things you can eat. And plus, I put grilled vegetables. Now you throw some protein on that. That's food combining. Instead of the protein, you want to throw some rice and beans or throw some yams or sweet potato. That's food combining. So,
okay.
That
and then I saw, yes, it helps a lot, and I saw your thing about the juice, about the juicing, and I have a juicer, and I also have a Vitamix, and I normally do green smoothies for breakfast and juicing later, but then if I do a green smoothie for breakfast, that's fruit combined with vegetables, and then will that mean I still have to wait 30 minutes, perhaps?
Well, you know,
I'm so...
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's just what I gave you there on that, again, this is Fred's thing, and you can use it to whatever degree you want. Like, I know if you do the vegetables, the fruit first, you can wait 30 minutes, then you eat. It's what you're doing is a completely different animal, which is like you mix them, which I think is pretty good too. But your body's, it's going to be let's say like this. It's not like sticking steak and potatoes in your stomach.
Right.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
It's still fruit and vegetables, you know, which are the best things you can eat. You know, and
right.
If they're closest to organic, the better, because it's all the pesticides and other bullshit, you know, that's in there.
Okay.
Gina,
thank
I got to roll because I got a few more people. Thank you so much for calling. Those are awesome questions. Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Gina, did you take the pictures?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. Hey, as long as you got them, that's the biggest thing I care about. If you put them up, great, but as long as you got them. Okay, Lewis from Missouri, you still there, buddy?
Me?
Yeah, you, buddy.
I am still here. Sorry, I heard a little clicking sound, and I couldn't tell if you said Louie or not. But I'm still here.
I said Lewis. Okay, good. So what's your question, bud?
Well, I was actually calling you. You kind of semi answered it already. You were talking about people's with bad knees and things on the not using the crappy mats, basically. But unfortunately, I could really only afford just a little cheap $15 mat, you know, that I bought at a local store, and it's really kind of beating up my knees when I have to get on my, because, you know, like I'm 450 pounds, just about.
Right, yep.
So it's really beating up my knees when I have to get down and do things like table and things like that. So I was wondering if you had any tips for...
Sure, I got them. I got them.
Go ahead.
take a towel. Take one of those, not a face cloth, not a towel, you know, the hand towel. You got one of them or two of those? Roll them up long ways, then roll them in, like, fold, like, I don't say fold them, like, put them in a, like, a circle, like, make like a halo. Roll them up and turn them into a halo, and then place that down under your knees. And it should give you a comfort there. That's one way. The other way is take that towel, fold it up, and put the towel right at the bottom of your kneecap, so it's not quite hitting your kneecap, but
mm-hmm.
it's on your shin. Does that make sense?
Right. See, that's where it's most bothering me, is not necessarily on the kneecap, but right underneath, like on the top of the shin.
Because the knee is pushing, the kneecap's pushing into the shin?
It could be.
I don't know, because I don't have your body. You know, but I do know that if you lift it up and put the towels under there, it should... And you got to leave the space for the kneecap. It should feel much better.
Right, because I'm getting a little bit of a mild bruising and tenderness on my knees because of it. So
it's
kind of hold me back a bit. So
now let me ask you this, Lewis: have you thought about the phase 3 eating plan? Have you thought about that? Have you read it?
Have I thought about the what now?
The phase 3 eating plan.
Oh, I'm actually going pretty close to gluten and dairy free right now. I actually had a bowl of Chex earlier with vanilla soy milk. That was my lunch today. Go ahead.
Let me give you, forget the soy. Go with rice or almond. If you have a thing to nuts, don't do the almond, but go for rice, or coconut. Any one of those three, because soy lowers your testosterone, and it's still not, you know, it's not the top of the food chain as far as that's concerned. If you're going to go there, go to one of the other ones. Tastes better, too. So that's what really matters to me. I don't care how good it is. If it don't taste good, I ain't eating it.
I don't know if you've ever had the dark chocolate almond milk, but that's pretty good. That's really good,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Yep.
Good
to know. Did you take the pictures too, Louis?
Yeah. You know, I wanted to bring that up to you. I did take the pictures. Just over 2 weeks of doing DDP yoga. Like I said, if you go to my page, it's Louis Benson on Team DDP Yoga. I was about a foot away from touching my toes of the ground, and now after just 2.5 weeks, I can touch my toes.
Wow.
And I'm over 400 pounds, so I haven't been able to do that since the race.
That's awesome, man. You're breaking it up already. Listen, Louis, call us back next week. I want to learn more from you, but I got to get Dan in. I got one more call here, and I got two more members I got to get in, buddy. So thanks for calling the show, bro.
Absolutely, buddy. I'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Danny, you there?
But it's Don.
Oh, Don.
Oh, Don.
Is that my boy, Don?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Is this I've been to your house, but you weren't there, Don?
No, different Don, dude, different Don.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Don.
Hey, I don't have any questions. I just wanted to share a little bit about what I've gone through in the 11 days that I've been doing it. I bought the program on the 19th, and that night Dallas called me and talked to me on the phone, and I gave him a little bit of my background, being a former vet like Arthur, who's partially disabled now, way overweight, and he talked to me about going gluten-free, dairy-free, and at first I thought the man was nuts, but I gave it a shot. Gave it a shot. 11 days later, I've lost 22 pounds.
Whoa!
I've lost 22 pounds in 11 days. I wake up in the morning now. I do not have to put my knee braces on before I get out of bed. Louie there, I can now bend over and touch my toes. And I'm living with a lot less pain than I was 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's tremendous.
I don't know if you remember talking to me, Dallas. I was
tore
his rotator cuff in 14 places.
Yep.
And
wow.
I have not taken a Percocet now in the last 7 days.
Mm. It's amazing.
And, this is a guy that was eating between, upwards of some days 12.
Wow.
12 Percocet in a day was not unusual, and now I'm not taking them at all.
Damn. Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome. Thanks so much for calling. I want you to call in every week now, brother, at least every other week, and give us the update. That's amazing.
No problem, dude. Thank you for putting this out there, man.
Hey, I appreciate you being a part of it, man. Okay, but Robert, do we have anyone else?
We've got our two team members that are waiting.
Okay, let's get them on. We got 2 minutes.
We've got David Orth.
Hey, Davey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Dallas, how you doing?
Good, man. Well, let me get it. Well, who else is on the line, too? Who else do we have on this, Robert?
Yeah, we've got Russell.
Hey, Russell. Hey. Come on on, man.
Hey,
Davey. What do you got? Good to see you. Good to see you, buddy. What's up, Davey boy?
Well, I just wanted to call in real quick. You kind of answered my question about the Comic-Con in Philly this weekend, so I'm hoping to drop by to pay you a visit during the weekend when you're here. So I look forward to that. I look forward to that. So... but I did want to make one quick announcement, and then I did want to give an acknowledgement to somebody that I talked to in the chat today with about something that I thought was pretty impressive. But I'm up on my 120 days this week. I'll be 4 months into my DDP yoga, and when I originally started, my first goal was to drop 25 pounds. And as of Tuesday, I've dropped 27 pounds. So, I've lost, and I have other goals, so don't get me wrong. You know, just because I lost the weight doesn't mean there's still a lot of work to do. But, you know, losing that weight was certainly one of the top priorities on my list. So, very happy about that. My flexibility is through the roof. Strength is so much better. I just overall feel so much better. You know, my body as a whole and everything just feels great.
We got 15 seconds.
Okay, and the last thing I wanted to say real quick, I was talking to a team member, Daniel Ramos, in the chat today. He apparently has been on the team for two years, I think, and he said today in the chat that he lost 75 pounds in the past 2 months.
Wow.
I thought that was a big
really?
Deal. I thought that was a big deal. He was in the chat earlier. He dropped out, but I wanted to acknowledge that. Yeah, I said it was a great job, and if he ever needed any help to let any of us know. But he was going to buy himself a new fedora hat as a present to himself for reaching that goal. You know, he has other goals, but I just thought it was really great, and I wanted to get his name out there and his story out there. So
That's awesome, man.
That is awesome. I know you're short for time, so I don't want to hold anybody else up.
Yeah, just to let you guys know, we're officially off the stream, and anybody – I'm going to let everybody know in the chat room that they can catch the rest of the show on the replay.
Okay, so let's get Russell on here. Russell, how you doing, buddy?
I'm not doing too bad. I had a bit of a down day, actually of all days, on my birthday.
Is it your birthday right now?
No, my birthday was this past Wednesday.
Yeah, didn't I think I went by and wished you happy birthday. What was about what happened to you?
I think it was just kind of I did a birthday weigh-in. I was hoping to be under 300 pounds by my birthday, and that didn't happen. And I think I had just a bunch of realizations hit because I'm 36 now. My dad had, when he was 40, he had his first heart attack, my adopted father. So I think that and a few other things kind of pulled me down. I actually called Dave. He had provided me with his phone number, and I talked with him for about an hour that night. We had a good conversation, and he helped kind of put me back on the right track. I've revamped my goal. My under 300 goal is now set for my anniversary, which is on June the 10th. I've put myself on a reset. That's kind of a question I had was because I went like 12 days and didn't do a workout. I'm terrible about that. When someone ends up not working out for a while and then they get back into it again, what is what's the best approach on that? Would it be best to jump back and do the Diamond Dozen again? Do energy and stick with that and fat burner for a while? Where would be the best approach on doing that?
Well, it's whatever level you think you're at, dude. You know, first of all, the number one thing you need to do is stop beating yourself up, you know, and just say, fuck it, I'm back in it.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Which is why, that's pretty much what I did after I have had that, had that talk with Dave. My most recent video blog, which is up on the Team DDP Yoga site, that's what I said. I said, you know, I kind of fell off the wagon. I'm back on it, and I'm riding this thing to the end.
That's all you can do. Yeah. What do you guys say, Robert?
What workout were you on before, bro? What were you up to?
I'd actually done Diamond Cutter at one point.
Okay, what were you doing normally, routinely, before?
I was doing about 4 days a week, and I was doing at least any two of the workouts. I got up to the point that I'd done every workout video except for Double Black Diamond.
Okay, the reason I was asking, because when I fall off, like, I haven't had time to do my workouts much in the last 2 weeks, so what I do is I go back to the my comfort zone, which is usually Strength Builder,
yeah.
But wherever your comfort zone is, go there and see what you can do and what you can't do.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd actually agree with that, because a couple things I found, and I think, Russ, one of the things that you said, once you find the path and that you get back on the path, because this is a lifestyle change for a long time, you're not on a sprint, you know, don't go back. You mentioned going back to Diamond Cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go back
like balls out at it, because you don't want to hit the wall and burn yourself out right from the get.
So, right. Actually, find that comfort zone. Actually, yesterday I did my first workout in several days, and I did energy in the fat burner.
There you go.
And it works. It worked fine for me. I ended up having to take a bit of a break to deal with my son, my oldest son, with some stuff. But I got back in, jumped back in, paused this video, which is a great thing, and then jumped right back in. And you were talking earlier about, some of the salad, eating salads and things like that. I will attest to this. If y'all haven't tried it, for those of y'all listening, in the program guide, there's a recipe for a Fiesta salad. That is probably one of the most that is a kick-ass salad to get yourself into. I think I have that. I try to make it a point to have that salad at least once or twice a week when I'm really, if I'm really craving a salad, that's the one I go after, just because you can do so much with it.
Okay, Gressel, I think you're on the right path, buddy. So just don't beat yourself up anymore. You know what I mean? Just keep moving forward. You're on track, guys. I got to run because I'm 2 hours and 5 minutes. I'm leaving tomorrow morning at 7. I'm flying out. I haven't eaten or anything. But thanks for hanging in with me all the way, Sparky, and you, Robert, and Russell. Thanks for calling in, and just keep moving forward, buddy. You're gonna be fine. Okay, just keep moving forward.
I appreciate that.
Hey, Ross, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Russ, again, feel free to call me anytime, buddy.
You bet, Dave. Thanks.
All right.
All right.
Take it easy.
All right, brother. You want to close it up for us? Or is he gone? I think he dropped.
Yes, he
did. So we'll go back to our old standby, the guy who always closes out for us, Sparky.
Yeah. That's right, guys. Don't forget, when the 10% comes a-knocking like it did with Russ, kick it right in the ass. Live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.